So more secrets of charisma. Let's talk a little bit about respect. Showing a little respect. It's very important. This is in the empowering others section. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, men are respectable only as they respect. So what is the blind spot? Just because you show some common courtesy does not mean you're giving the person true respect. Just because you didn't say something mean or anything negative does not always show respect. This is our blind spot. You think you're showing admiration, respect, or concern, but it is not perceived that way. Sure, a nice gesture is the right thing to do, but does that really convey true respect? Respect can be earned a little at a time, but can be lost in a moment. Forget yourself in true respect. Make sure you're coming across as respectful. What about the research? Respect is critical to the organization. Companies that value pro-people practices tend to perform up to 40% better over time. These organizations have cultures that have continuous learning, teamwork, and concern for all key stakeholders. Leaders know that good manners are important to success in the workplace relationship. It also enhances team performance, listening and responding to customers, and in managing a richly diverse workforce. Absenteeism is up in the U.S. workplaces, and that there is a direct association with absenteeism and employee morale. Nearly twice as many companies with poor to fair morale reported an increase in unscheduled absences over the past 2 years compared to companies with good to very good morale. That would be 33% versus 17%. Moreover, 46% of companies with low morale reported that unscheduled absenteeism is a very serious problem for them. Another study, when people were polled to see what aspect of trust they thought was the most important, 44% said credibility. And interestingly, despite its importance, respondents felt it was established only 11.4% of the time. Long-term charisma is all about valuing people. It is all about respect you give to others, which breeds more charisma and influence. Respect is viral and highly contagious. Before you know it, it has spread to everyone. When respect is high within a group, there is more trust. People are more open about feelings and are able to keep more focused on the objective. Learn to build respect in others and on the team. The more respect you give, the more influential you become. It does not always come in an instant and sometimes takes time to build. What it comes down to is how people feel about you is in direct correlation about how you make them feel about themselves. The key here is to understand that you have to be respected and give respect to radiate charisma. It can be just that simple. You give it and you will get it. This respect you are earning is a combination of how you have conducted yourself in all your affairs. When you show respect and character in all your dealings, people know it and will talk about it. They also will be able to instantly sense it in you. Another word that works here is the word honorable. Be honorable and other people will trust and respect you and follow you. If you're finding that people are not taking you, your message, or your company seriously, it could be a red flag for the lack of respect. No respect, no influence, and definitely no charisma. The more respect you can garner, the more successful you'll be in your communications. Some simple thing to implement is to be thankful for things others do for you. Don't criticize others or demean the competition or speak ill of your enemies. People will always want to talk about two things, themselves or their problems. If you listen when people tell you their problems or issues, they will think you are sympathetic, understanding, and respectful. This helps you become the person who makes people feel good about themselves, and this will go a long way toward increasing their respect for you and them feeling respected. Respect can be as simple as a good old manner as your mother taught you. It is critical in all relationships in the workplace and your ability to maintain charisma. Do you show appreciation? Do they feel good about themselves when they're around you? What do people really want in the workplace? It is a little respect. That could be feeling empowered and being rewarded for a job well done. They are tired of the lack of encouragement, favoritism, criticism, and never asking their opinion. Respect needs to be a mutual thing. Once you show it, then you can get it. There are many ways to portray respect. There are things you can start implementing when you are interacting with people. Always have integrity, be dependable, show long-term stability, and constantly practice your good manners. One of the great respected leaders in business today is Michael Dell of Dell Computers. While he was attending college, he started a computer hardware company in his room. It started to be so successful, he dropped out of college at 19 and started a company that eventually became Dell Computers. He faced some setbacks and intense competition, but Dell Computers became one of the most profitable PC manufacturers in the world. He continues to be very philanthropic. He radiates all factors of respect. He has won countless awards. When you are voted the best, it is because people respect you. He has been voted Man of the Year and CEO of the Year. The key? Practice treating everyone you meet with respect and show them they are important to you. It does not matter if it's the receptionist, the CEO, or the janitor. It gets around, and everyone you meet can help you reach your goals and expand your influence. The best way to do this is focus on asking people questions and answering their questions. Be sincere in your approach, show respect, and you will get the respect back. Don't complain about anything, and don't criticize others for what they do. Stay positive and show respect. It is the simple things that display your respect for another human being.